Very excited right now because we are joined by 2019 block winners, Tess and Luke. They've joined the show again for 2020 to help out the contestants. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Queensland. Queenslander. How are you guys going?
Stoked to be back, mate. There's only one thing better than painting one hallway. That's painting two hallways on the block.
Guys, it's so good to see you back on the screens. Tess, you got a new hairdo, which is...
I know.
What's going on there?
Well, it was just a bit of a change, but you please know it's different already since then. I'm just keeping everyone on their toes, you know?
Oh, as yeah. you do. I like it.
You look good. Yeah. I like the darker look.
It is. Hey, second. Thank you. Hey, guys, second time round, being back on the block, have you noticed any differences this time round?
Look, definitely the size of the places this year are a lot more manageable than they were last year, which I think is great. It was just really nice to see everyone got a chance to stop and have a drink and catch up and debrief with everyone.
So family dinners on a Monday night. What's that about?
Yeah, listen, I think COVID kind of encouraged that type of behaviour. You guys were a part of the biggest block in block history. Do you kind of feel like you were either ripped off because they're so small this year compared to what you guys did?
You would think so, but no way. Like, yes, it was huge and unmanageable and, you know, you cried every day and it depressed you, but it was awesome and we met the most amazing people ever. Like, I wouldn't want to be on any other season. If I could go back, I'd do it all over again.
Yeah, I reckon you guys were on a good season.
I reckon too. And hey, Tess, you guys, it was a really interesting time, obviously, when you guys won and you cleaned up, you know, you got 730K in prize money, but then COVID kind of hit. Did that kind of put all your plans on hold? Like, because I know you had dreams of building a house in Cairns and all sorts of different things. Where are you at?
Yeah, it definitely changed everything. We were meant to go over Europe and finally have a honeymoon, and obviously that was canned.
Yes.
But you know what? It's fine. I mean, hindsight, everything works out and the universe works in wondrous ways. So we just thought, well, that's more money for our bill that we're going to eventually start. It didn't start this year, but next year it will. But we haven't touched a cent. We haven't touched a cent of it.
What about that?
Really?
What about that car, though? Did you get the car?
No. That's all out. Yeah, we didn't use that money, but it's so funny. Luke will go, should we get takeaway tonight? I go, no. Are you kidding me? Can't afford that.
Jade, that's a bit of a personal question.
No, because I know Luke.
What about those new shoes you bought there recently?
No, because I know Luke wanted. I know Luke said he was going to buy a new car, and I just wondered if he got around to buying that new car he said he was going to get.
Oh, you got to
I did actually treat myself a new car.
Yeah, good on you.
I caught up with the business, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A fun item. It's a more necessity.
Well played.
Glad
we're
back on tax.
Yeah.
Guys, it's so good to see you. You're back on the block this year. We're good friends with Jess from Jess and Norm from the previous season as well.
Ripper.
So we know how much you guys actually went through on the block. And it was a bit of a hard time. I remember that there was a bit of controversy with you guys feeling like the show kind of pitched you in a bit of a weird light. Are you over that completely? Are you friends with Scotty again? What's the go there?
Mate, they can make us look however they want for
730K. Yeah, nice.
Okay, good to know you have a price.
And it's nice and high. Well done.
We'll negotiate from there, Tess. Guys, you know, it's so nice to see you both together still and killing it and loving each other. And I think I saw some of your plans for your new house on Instagram as well. You're getting some people's feedback. Was that right?
Yeah, no, it's good, you know, like it's always good to have a fresh set of eyes going over your plans, let alone 50,000 sets of eyes.
Very dodgy.
Yeah, you guys are crazy actually getting opinions.
Yeah, like, let's put it to the people.
I'm scared to put plans to my own family to get their thoughts on it.
Yeah. You skip them. You know, you skip a few and you read the odd one here and there and you go, oh, yeah, thanks for the tip. But, you know, some of them are really good. And I think it's just nice to include people in that because I think people do feel like they have a right to know a few things because you were on a show. They do want to kind of know what you're doing. And I think it's kind of cool to let people in a little bit and share that because it is exciting stuff, you know.
So does that mean when the house actually gets underway, you will be continuing to share every milestone and everything that you do on the build?
Yeah, definitely. Tess has been talking about a massive all-in barbecue to get all our followers around. We'll see how we go for that.
Yeah, you have to do it in the car park of a Bunnings, though, mate.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, might attend in your case.
I'm
not sure who you guys are sponsored by at the moment. Hey, listen, thanks so much for your time. You guys are absolute legends. Good to see you back on the show. And we wish you guys all the best. And we'd really love to keep in touch with you guys and just and hear about your progress as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love that.
Thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves.